We're on the bottom line of Chaf Ches Amud Beis, and we are continuing on with our proofs to resolve the machlokas between Rav and Rav Kahana when one shecht. The Mishnah says you have to shecht the, if you shecht the roiv, so then that is no good. But what does roiv, what is machlokas, whether roiv is mechtz al mechtz is considered as roiv? Exactly 50%, is that considered already a majority, and therefore the shechita would be okay? Or is mechtz al mechtz not considered roiv until you shecht the majority? Okay, because as we saw before, is the should you not leave roiv, or should you shecht roiv? So the question says as follows: Tashma, come and learn proof from the following brisa. Shachar chetzi gageris, you shechted half of the windpipe. As we've said before, that up to half of the windpipe is only considered pegima; it does not render the animal a treifa. So you shechted half of the windpipe, v'shahaba kadesh shchita acheres, and then you delayed the amount of time it takes to do another shchita, gamra, and then you concluded the shchita. Shchitasik shei, the shchita is kosher. The e amras mechzal mechza k'roiv. If you're going to tell me the mechzal mechza is like roiv, itrefala. Then by having shechted half of the gargeras, you've made the animal. And doing a shi'a, even without the shi'a, without concluding the shchita, so you've rendered it a treifa without continuing on with the shchita. V'i amras mechtzal mechtza k'roiv itrefa. So he says, misvaras, so he says, hang on a second, you're trying to bring a proof in there. Do you think that the braisa is talking about a behema? Loi ba'oif. Here we're talking about an oif. Miman ifshach, and either way it is going to be good, because I mechtzal mechtza k'roiv, if mechza mechza 50%, we know that the bird, you only need to shecht one of the simanim, and we've established that it's either the esophagus or the trachea. So if half and half is like roif, so then have avid la ruba, you've shechted the animal properly, because the bird, you only need to shecht one siman. And if mechza mechza is roif, you've shechted roif of the siman, it's a kosher shchita. If mechza mechza ain't a k'roiv, and if half-half is not considered a roif, lay avid la klum, then, as long as you haven't shechted the majority, then it's not yet, it's only a pegima, it's not yet a treifa, if we're talking about a bird. And therefore, this braisa is not a raya for our discussion. So now we'll bring another proof. Tashma, hare, shai chetzi kana pagum. If you had a situation where half of the kana of a bird, as Rashi says, an oif, was pagum, so it's not a treifa, v'hoisiv olav kolshu, and now through the shchita you add even a little bit to it, the gamri, then they concluded, shchitasik sheri, it's now a kosher shchita. Now, says as follows, vi amras mechza mechza k'roiv, if you're going to tell me that mechza mechza is like roiv, then if it was pogum, chetzi kana, half of the kana of the windpipe was pogum, well that's already roiv, and therefore the animal should be a treifa, because it didn't happen through shchita. Treifa avya. So Amar Rava says, shiny le'inyan treifa to be in and roiv hanira le'inayim. He says, no. Whereas when it comes to shchita, I will tell you that mechza mechza is considered as a roiv. But for the animal to be a treifa, it's only a treifa once it is a roiv hanikar. Meaning, 50-50, whilst we'll consider it a roiv, it's not a roiv hanikar. It's not a roiv that you can recognize and see to the eye. Amalei Abaye said in response to Rava, "V'loy chol dechein hu." Well, hang on a second. It should be a kol shekein the other way around. Uma treifa de mamasha hu. If when it comes to a treifa, where we find that in certain treifas, the treifa such as in the lungs, as Rashi says, or in the intestines, or in the esophagus, even the tiniest nick, the tiniest hole, renders it a treifa. And yet when it comes to a treifa that requires a roiv, we say it needs a roiv that is nicker, that you could see it. You need to have roiv leinayim, shchita. So then when it comes to shchita, to add dika ruva lo miskashra lo kol shekein to be in and roiv hanir leinayim. Hang on a second. If when it comes to shchita, where you need to have roiv, okay, we have a discussion, is mechza mechza roiv or not? But kol shekein, you should need to have a roiv which is nika leinayim. If so, ella, so we revise and we say, to kule alma mechza mechza eina k'roiv. Both according to Rav and Rav Kahana, you have to say that mechza mechza is not considered roiv. 50% is not considered a majority. Mechi itmar de Rav, and when Rav, we were quoted before, Rav said mechza mechza k'roiv, it was not talking about shchita at all. We understood he was talking about our Mishnah with regards to shchita. Udrav Kahana. So he says, V'chi'idma Udrav, Udrav Kahana. What were they arguing about? Le'inyan Pesach. It's talking about Korban Pesach for Pesach Sheni Itmer. That's why. Harei Shahay Yisrael Mechtz Tahin Mechtz Tmeim. If the Jewish people were half Tomei and half Tahar, exactly half. That's pretty.
That's a massive misinterpretation.
It was, yeah.
It's a totally different Indian.
Yeah.
Now hang on, because it has to do with what the Prince of Love, because I was going to bring that up. If they're talking about here that the conceptually half could be regarded as Oiv, and all these other sphakas you've got to,
We brought the case of the Tanner. We brought the case of the Tanner yesterday.
Five kosher shops and five tref shops, and you put find a piece of meat outside. What do you
call the Paris Murabba? Correct. So now we're saying So we're saying that it's a limited case. It can't apply over here because otherwise we have a problem over here because of Abaye's Kol Shekein. And as we saw before with regards to Avon, you can't say that because when you've got two things that are contradictory, you can't say it over there. So he's limiting it, and we're saying that it's talking about a different scenario. Now just to back revise.
The very expression 50-50 can't be wrong. That's the thing. 50-50, it has to be 50 in a bit. 50-50 can't be wrong.
Okay. So let's see how this plays out. So again, the issue of Pesach Sheni is that all the Jewish people have to bring the Korban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. If the majority of the community is Tamei, you still bring the Korban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan Betuma, Tuma Hutra Betzibur. If, however, it's the minority which is Tamei, then they do not bring the Pesach Rishon on the 14th of Nisan. Everyone else does it Patahara, and they get pushed off to Pesach Sheni, and the minority bring it to Bat. A majority, however, does not get pushed off to, does not do a Pesach Sheni. So if you had a scenario where the minority were Tomei, and on the first, therefore, they bring the Korban Pesach Patahara on 14th of Nisan, and then something happens in such a way that now the majority of the community are Tomei when it comes to Pesach Sheni, then they wouldn't have Pesach Sheni. So what happens now when they're exactly half-half? So he says as follows.
In that situation, the minority would be in a sticky situation when Pesach Sheni, they were Tomei again.
Yeah, Itmer, so it says. Then you have a problem. Itmer. Harei Shahay Yisrael Mechtz Tohin and Mechtz Tmeim. If the Jewish people are half-half, half-Tomei, half-Tar, Rav Amar Rav says, Mechza Mechza Keroiv. In this scenario, half and half is Roiv. And therefore, what does that mean? Rashi says at the right, Utahirin Oisin La'atzman Betara, Utmein Oisin La'atzman Betuma, V'loi Mitchu LePesach Sheni Kiyachidin. Since they're half-half, if it was majority Tamei, then everyone would have bring it Betuma, they would all bring the Korban Pesach together. If the minority were Tamei, they would get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But here they're half-half. And each one, says Rav, is treated like a Rav. Mechza and Mechza are both treated like a Rav. Meaning that the Rav who are Tahar bring it Betara on the 14th of Nisan because they're Tahirim. The Rav, the half who are now a Rav of Tameim, will also bring it on the 14th of Nisan because they are a Kahal. They're a Tzibur. They're not individuals. And therefore, they will both bring it, but they will bring it in separate groups on the 14th of Nisan. And that's what Rav means when he said, Mechza al Mechza Karoiv. Rav Kahana, Amar Rav Kahana says, Mechza al Mechza ain't a Karoiv, half-half and not like a Roiv. And therefore, see, he says, Rashi, Venitchin Atmein L'Sheni. Therefore, in this situation, because it's half-half, the half who are Tohoirim will bring it on Pesach Rishon, right? You can't say it's a Roiv to say that Roiv Tzibur Atmeim. And therefore you bring it Betuma on the 14th of Nisan. So the ones who are pure will bring it on the 14th of Nisan, which is the proper date of Korban Pesach. And the others who are not like a Roiv, even though they have 50%, they're not a Roiv, they will bring it on Pesach Sheni as...
So according to Rav Kahana, if you've got a Roiv of Tumah, and you've got a
When do the Tohirim bring it?
So the Tohirim are bringing it like as though they were praying also.
Correct. Well, that's what it means. Tumah Hutra B'Tibur. Correct.
Into the cloud.
Okay, correct. Tumah Hutra B'Tibur. Yeah. Okay. So he says, that's what they were arguing about. Vahasa, my time at the Rav. What's the reason there of Rav? Why over there does he say that Mechta Mechta Karoiv? It says, Ish Ish ki etome lenefesh, Ish nitche ve'en tzibur nitchen. It says that when a man will be Tomei, then he will bring a Korban Pesach Sheni, that only individuals but not a tzibur are pushed off. And until you reach 50-50, once you reach 50-50, they're no longer considered as individuals. So for this purpose, it is considered as a Rov, but not to learn out to other cases. Okay, now we go back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah then concluded Rov Echad Ba'oiv, and We mentioned that the Mishnah seems repetitive, because at the beginning of the Mishnah we said that Ruboy Shel Echad Kamoyu, if you shech 50% of a simen, it is like you've shechted the whole thing. And then the end of the Mishnah repeats, Rav Echad Boy for Rav Shnai Bebema, Shchita Sek Sheir. If you shech the majority of one for a bird and the majority of two for an animal, then it's a kasher shchita. So says the Gemara, Tanina Chad Azimna, we already taught this once at the beginning of the Mishnah. Rubo shel echad kamayu, that half is like the whole thing. So why is this superfluous? Why do we have this repetition? So we have hakash pashach simon. We have a simon for of the different amoraim who give us different possible explanations for the repetition. Amar Rav Ashaya. Rav Ashaya says chada bechulin vechada bekodshim. The reason we need to have a repetition is to tell us that this din, that the majority of a simon is like the whole simon. We need it taught with regards to chulin, animals which are not sacrifices, and we need to also teach this din specifically with regards to kodshim utzricha. We need to teach both. Why? The Ashmin and Chulin, if it would have only taught us in a case of Chulin, Hasam who the Sagi Leberuba, I would say with regards to Chulin, it's enough to have 50%. Why? Mishum de lav ledam mutzarech, because you don't need its blood. When it comes to carbon, you need the blood to put onto the Mizbeach. And therefore, I would say Roiv is not enough. You've got to shech the majority of the Simonim so that you can get all the blood out that you can, so then you can have it for the Mizbeach. But Chulin you don't need. But Kodshim, de ledam mutzarech, eim aloi tiske leberuba, maybe that's not a good enough for half. Add the ikakula until you shech the entire Simonim. The Iashmin and Kodshim, and if the Mishnah would have just taught us this rule that the majority is good enough, and you don't have to shech the whole simon, it would have only taught in relation to kachim. Mishum de ledam mutzarech, I would think that why do you even need to shech taf? Is because we're talking about kachim where you need the blood. Ava chulin de ledam loy tzarech, but chulin where you don't need the blood of the animal, eima bapalga sagile, then I would think that you don't need a roiv. I would think that 50% is enough because you don't need the blood. Kamash malan, and therefore I need to repeat the din twice to tell you that the same din applies both by kodshim and by chulin, because I would not be able to derive one from the other. Okay, says the Gemara, hey b'chulin v'hei b'kodshim. Okay, so we've got two statements in the Mishnah, the beginning and the end, the Reisha and the Sefer. Which one is talking about, teaching us about kodshim, and which one is teaching us about chulin? Amar Rav Kahana, so now we get to the second ois of the simon, that's Rav Kahana. Mistabra reisha b'chulin v'seifa b'kodshim. It would make sense to say that the first mention in the Mishnah is talking about chulin, non-sacrificial shchita, and the seifa is talking about kodshim, is talking about the kodshim. Why? Mimai, mitakatani, since it teaches in the Mishnah, hashoichet, the very beginning of the Mishnah begins, hashoichet, one who has shechted, the sakadaitach reisha bekodshim, if you would think that the reisha is talking about kodshim, hamoilek mibayle, because the very first case mentioned in the Mishnah is, hashoichet echad ba'oif, is talking about an oif. And if the reisha is talking about kodshim, then you don't use the word hashoichet, you would say hamoilek. Says the Gemara, Ela Mai, but hang on one second, rather what? Sefer B'Kodshim? You're going to tell me the end of the Mishnah is talking about Kodshim? It says, Shchitasoi Kasheira. Melikasoi Kasheira Mevayelei. If the end is talking about Kodshim, and the way you shecht a bird for Kodshim is through Melika, so at the end it should have said, Melikasoi Kasheira. Says the Gemara, Ha Loi Kasha. That's not a problem. Why? I did the Solik Mebehema, Tanenami Shchitasoi Kasheira. So he says, if you look at the end of the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah concludes, Roiv Echad Ba'oif, V'roiv Shnayim Be'behema Shchitasik Sheir. Because the immediately last words that you're talking about is a behema, and even in Kodshim, the behema is through Shchita, therefore it says the word Shchitasik Sheir. Says the Gemara, if so, El Reisha Michti Al Oif Kai. If on the beginning, so he says, well, El Reisha, you have to say then, the Reisha is the one talking about Chulin. He says michti about kodshim, about chulin michti al oif kai. You have to say then the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about, and we'll be talking about an oif isaka daitach bekodshim hamoylek mibayle. That if it was talking about kodshim, then it would have had to say hamoylek, because the very first case it mentions in the beginning of the Mishnah is the oif. So therefore, the reisha is chulin and the sefer is kodshim. Okay.
So Rav Kahana is not a different thing than Rav Hoshea. It's just
no, he's just elaborating which one is which. Yeah. Okay, now in another proof. Rav Shimi Bar Ashi Amar, he also says, Reisha B'chulin, but he brings a different proof why we say the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about Chulin. Mahacha. From this that it says, Dekatani echad ba'oif, since it says, Hashoichet echad ba'oif, ushnayim bebehema, ve'isa kadaitach bekachim, if you would think that the Reish is talking about kachim, ha'ika oilas ha'oif de ba'i shnei simanim. Yes, when it comes to melika for a chatas, you only need to do one of the simanim. But when it comes to melika for a oif, oilas ha'oif, there you need to sever both of the simanim. So if the Reish was talking about kodshim, then you can't say echad ba'oif if you shechted one of the simanim by oif, because in kodshim there are certain times where you have to do both of the simanim of an oif. Elamai sefer, elaravamai, what do you have to say? Sefer b'kodshim, you're telling me that the end of the mission is b'kodshim. The end of the mission says roiv echad ba'oif. It also says roiv echad ba'oif. So we have the same problem. If it's talking about kodshim, then an oilas ha'oif, you need to do both. So why does it say roiv echad ba'oif? Only one. Says the Gemara, Ha'ika Oilas Ha'oif. You have the Oilas Ha'oif to buy Shnei Simanim. You need both. So he says, My Roiv Echad. What does it mean over here? Roiv Echad. Roiv Kol Echad Ve'echad. It doesn't mean Roiv of only one Siman. It means Roiv of Kol Echad Ve'echad of each of the Simanim. Ubedinu Dilatani Roiv Shnayim. And really, it should have taught at the end of the Mishnah, Roiv Shnayim. But given the Ika Chatas to Sagile Bechad Siman, since when it comes to the Chatas, an oif, you only do melika on one of the simanim. Mishamachi loy psikale, therefore teaches it in this ambiguous lashon of saying roiv echad. So when it comes to the Reisha, the Mishnah, it says shoichet echad ba'oif. That means one siman. So that cannot be talking about kachim at all, because for a chatas you need to do both simanim of an oif. The Sefer, even though it says roiv echad ba'oif, it couldn't have said, and it's talking about kachim, it couldn't have said roiv shnayim, because the oilas are oif, you only need. Sorry, the chata, so if you only need one siman, it couldn't have said echad ba'oif. So it rather says roiv echad, which could be open to interpretation, which could mean roiv of one, or it could mean roiv of each one. And therefore it covers both the chatas and the oila. Now we get to Rav Papa. Rav Papa Amar Reisha b'chulin mahacha. He brings a different proof why we say that the first clause in the Mishnah is talking about chulin mahacha. It says, Tekatani. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad sheyishchet es avridin. So it says in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda says there is not enough for a bird just to shech the roiv of one of the simanim. You also need to shech the vridin. Upligi rabbanon aleh, and the rabbis are arguing with Rabbi Yehuda, because when you have Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he's arguing. The chachamim say you don't need to shech the veins. Now he says like this. If you're going to tell me the Reisha of the Mishnah is talking about chulin non-sacrificial birds or animals, Shapir, then it makes sense why the rabbis argue. Ela I amras bekachim. But if you're going to tell me the Reisha is talking about bekachim, am I pligi rabban alei? Why did the rabbis argue with Rabbi Yehuda? Ha atzmoi ledam hu tzarech. When it comes to a carbon, where you need to get the blood, all point is to get the blood. Therefore, even the rabbis would be moide. In this case, you have to also sever the ridim, the veins of the animal as well. So the fact that the rabbis argue and say that you don't need to sever the veins must mean we're talking in the beginning of the Mishnah about chulin, and the sefer there where it doesn't mention the veins at all, or a machloikus about the veins, that is talking about kachin. Okay. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Amar, now we get to... You smear the blood, but you still need to get the blood out. You still need the blood to come out, but it's not collected in a keli. Yes, it was done up there. Yeah. Okay. Rav Ashi says, Sefer b'kachim. He also says that the Reisha is b'chulin and the Sefer is talking about kachim, but he brings a different proof. Mahacha. The Katani, it says, this is talking about the next Mishnah, and often we'll say the Sefer, because in the Mishnais as opposed to the Gemara can be broken up in different ways, and the Mishnah there is really a continuation of the Mishnah over here, and therefore we refer to the next Mishnah as the Sefer. So he says, Katani, it says over there, in the Sefer, Hashoichet Shnei Roshin Ke'echad Shchitasei K'sheira. If you shech two heads of two animals at one time, then it is a kosher shchita.
You line them up,
and you've got a really long knife, and you just go. It's very good. You could have like a...
Two for the price of one.
That's right. We'll cut down the cost of meat. So he says...
He actually takes the skin and makes it taut. Yeah. You can feel it to be able to shut it, so it goes very smoothly. So if you've got two, he's probably going to have a helper.
Someone else helping him, yeah. Okay, so he says like this, Hashoich Hashini Rashin Kechad Shechita Asuk Sherif Yushech, two heads together, the Shechita is kosher. What does it say? Hashoichet, if one shechted like this, then the Eved, which means it's but Bidi Eved, in then it's okay, Lechatchil Eloi, but Lechatchil you should not. Now, if you're going to tell me that the Seifa is talking about Kachim sacrifices, I would say that's why Lechatchil you shouldn't shech two animals at once. Lechatchil Eloi, Mishum Detani Rav Yosef, because Rav Yosef taught, Tizbach, the Pasuk says, Tizbach, you should shecht the animal. Now it says in the pasuk, actually says, you should not have two people shechting one carbon. Then, but the pasuk says tizbachuhu. If would have that's it would have said tizbach, but it says tizbachuhu. You shall shecht it. Which is now talking about the carbon that there's only one carbon being shechted at a time. You should shecht it. That you shouldn't have one person shechting two carbonas. And Rav Kahana says tizbachehu ksiv. It's written in a way that could be read as tizbachehu, not tizbachuhu. They should shecht, but tizbachehu. You should shecht. It singular that you're only shechting one animal. Now, Ella, I am resbechulin. But if you're talking about chulin, afil lechatchila nami. Then what's the problem shechting two animals at one time? It should even be lechatchila you're allowed to. Here you have, if you could do the maaseh shechita properly by doing two animals at once, what's the problem? Ah, the Torah says that you have to shecht it individually, right? So that is with regards to a carbon. And that's why it says, Hashoichet, if you shechted, lechatchili, you should not shecht korbanos like that, but the Eved will be okay. But if it's chulin, then even lechatchili should be fine. After Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Savar Reisha b'chulin, Reisha Lakish, yeah? No, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, yeah. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi holds, Savar Reisha, Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Reish Lakish says Reish b'chulin v'seifa b'kalchim. He also says that the Reish is b'chulin and the Seifa is b'kalchim with a different proof. Dam Reish Lakish. Rabbi Shimon ben Laish. Rabbi Shimon Lakish says Ma'achas shaninu rubai shel echad kamayhu. Since we say rubai shel echad, majority of one is like it. Lama shaninu roiv echad ba'oif roiv shnayim bebehema. Why do we need to then repeat at the end of the Mishnah the majority of one for a bird and the majority of two for an animal? Lefisha shaninu, because we taught elsewhere. Heviu loyes atamid. It says in Masechta Yuma that when the Kohen Gadol would shech the animals, so we know in Yom Kippur the entire avodah had to be done by the Kohen Gadol. But it says by the shchita of the carbon, we didn't want to tie him out, and he had to also shecht and catch the blood. So if he's going to finish the shchita himself, then he's not going to be able to catch the blood properly. So what does he do? They bring him the tamid, the carbon tamid. Kartzu, he has to do the shchita. Umeirak, and then he pours it into the keli. Umeirak achar shchitasoi al yadoi. So he says, Rashi says over here, Kartzu, Mashin and Hassan, we explain over there, Berov Shnaim, Kartzu means he's got to cut both, he cuts only the majority of the two Simanim, not all the way through. Shlai Yachol Lamarek Veligmar Sashchita, he would not be able to conclude the Shchita Kuloi, Lefishakol Avoid, Yom Kippur, Menik Shere, Elaboy. On Yom Kippur, all of the Avoid must be done by the Kohen Gadol, which includes the Kabbalah. The Kohen who has been anointed has to be the one. That's why we'll see. He has to quickly gather the bowl to collect the blood. And therefore he has to do the minimal amount of shchita to be kosher. And he quickly puts it down. And hurries up to collect the blood after it's been shechted by him. So he says in the Gemara, Yachol le'merak ye pasul. You might think that if he did not, do the conclusion of the shchita, so someone else is going to conclude the shchita after he. Yeah. So he says you might think the avodah should be pasul. So he says lekach shaninu. Therefore, we have to tell you roiv echad ba'oif roiv shnayim bebehema. That you only need to do a roiv, and therefore what the Kohen Gadol does, cutting only roiv, that is absolutely fine. Amamar, so he says, Yachol loy merak.
So someone else finish and he catches the blood?
So someone, one second, he's catching the blood straight away after cutting half. Now some will see, someone else is going to finish up the shchita to cut the majority of the simanim. Why? Because you've already done the shchita. You've already shechted.
Enough to be a shiur, hasty.
No, because the kohen does the full action.
The full shchita and the full shchita.
He doesn't do full action on the physical simon.
I understand. He does enough to be mekayim the inyan of shchita.
Well, he's been mekayim the shchita. So let's see.
Catching the blood from his shchita?
Yes, from his shchita.
He puts the knife down quickly and grabs the
bowl. Because blood's going to come out to him. He won't be able to catch enough blood. Mela, when you've got another kohen who's holding the bowl underneath and catches the blood from the shchita, it's fine. But in Yom Kippur, he's got to do everything.
Right, but how does it help to not finish the shechita because it comes out slower?
He does the
minimum. Comes out slower, and then he can grab the keli before all the blood's gone. Okay, he says I'm a mouse. So we said over here, yachol le'merak ye pasul. You might think that it would be pasul. In kain havilei avoid ba'acher. Then what you're gonna have a situation is you're gonna have the conclusion of the shechita is being done by someone else. If the shechita is not valid until it's been done, then the conclusion of the shechita is being done by someone else other than the Kohen Gadol, and that you can't do on Yom Kippur. So im kein havel avoid ba'acher. The Tanya we learn kol avoidus Yom Kippurim enik shaders elaboy on Yom Kippur. The whole avoid must be done by the Kohen Gadol. So he says hachi kamar. This is what it means. Yachu yehei pasul midrabanan. Not that you might think it's pasul. It's not pasul. So he says, but you might have thought the midrabana should be b'kapasul. The sakadaita chamini might think to say ikapsul midrabanan, like that. You might think that since over here there is still some form of a psul midrabanan, and therefore maybe you should shech the whole thing. Lekach therefore shaninu we learn roiv echad ba'oiv roiv shnayim bebehema. The Mishnah needs to teach us roiv echad ba'oiv roiv shnayim bebehema. If so, hang on one second. If the Mishnah is telling us that there's no psul whatsoever in the Kohen only doing half at the roiv of the shchita, so then why do you need to conclude the shchita at all? If midiraisa it's not a problem, and midirabanan it's not a problem, so why do you need to finish the shchita? Nonetheless, we say it's a mitzvah to conclude it. Rashi says mishum dam, in order to get out as much blood as you can. Or because you want to include other people as much as you can. But I don't agree with this. That if we're worried about Rav Amhadras Melech, let them be involved in all the avodas. But yet we see the Torah is makpid only the Kohen Gadol. The Gerish is Rav Am, and we push away having Rav Am. Right? And therefore, that is not the correct explanation. It's in order to collect as much blood as you can. Okay.
In Klaus, is there some sort of a klal? Here the Gemara is referring to him as Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Other times it's a Reish
Lakish.
Is there some reason why one and the other? Is it just
I don't know.
Yumi asked the question about Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai or Rashbi.
Yeah. Or Rabbi Shimon. Or Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Yeah.
Is there a particular time? Is there a reason why? Is it a shlava stage in their life? Or is it just the printing that fits on the line better?
I don't know.
I'm
not sure. Okay, back to the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Mishum Levi Saba, in the name of Levi the elder. Eina l'shchita ela besoif. At what point is the shchita? The shchita is only besoif at that last point. That is the shchita. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, yesh l'shchita mitchila ba'ad soif. That no, from the beginning until the end, that is all part of the shchita. What we'll see what the nafka mina is, where you say the shchita is only that last point, or the shchita is once you shecht all the way from the beginning to the soif. Amar Rava, hakom moedim, everyone agrees, hechad shachat simen echad over kochavim. That if you have a goy who shechted one simen on the animal, the simen echad Yisrael, and a Yisrael cut the other shchita, shehi psula, then it is pasul. Why? Shrei nase ba maise treifa biyad over kochavim. Because we said the moment you're shechting roiv of one of the simonim, and the esophagus could be even a mashahu, you've rendered the animal a trefa. Now, in every shchita, necessarily you're going to be after cutting the majority, but because it's all part of the shchita without a shehiya, therefore you don't have a problem of a trefa. But that's only provided that a yid is doing the whole thing. But in this case, you made it a trefa by the half being shechted, the one simon being shechted by a goy. So there everyone would agree, we don't say shchita besoif. But oila sa'oif, and with an oila sa'oif, nami, hech de malak simen echa lamata v'simen echa lamayla, psula. This is now not talking about a goy anymore. It's talking about malika by a kohen in the Beis Hamikdash of the oilas ha'oif. If he did malika on one siman lamata and one siman lamaila above the chuta sikra, the red line on the mizbeach, psula, it is possible. Why? Sherei asa b'maisa chatas ha'oif. Since he severed both of them, it shows that he's doing a maisa of a chatas, of an oif. But he did it lamata, and when it comes to chatas, so, for the oif, the chatas, the blood is supposed to be lamaila, and the oila is supposed to be lamata. So, therefore, there we don't say the gemar shchita is besoif. Loinechaku ella kagoin sheshachat simen echad b'chut. Sorry, there we say the shchita is besoif. Now, what do we? Where do they argue then? Loinechaku ella kagoin sheshachat simen echad b'chut v'simen echad b'finim. It's talking about a carbon. And karbanos, you are not allowed to shecht outside of the azara. And in this situation, you shechted one siman outside of the azara, and the remaining siman you shechted inside the azara. Yeah, not going into that. Okay.
Starting,
and you
walk in.
Or you, yeah.
Step away.
What?
Yeah, it could be it's pulled out. You know, it could be. It could be the animal's right by the doorway and it pulls out and you schlep it back in.
Steps over the line. He has to go up the steps then.
Yeah. Okay, so he says like this. The one who says that the shchita is from the beginning till the end, mechayev, you are liable here for shechting outside of the azara because the beginning of the shchita is the shchita, is part of the shchita, and you've done that outside of the azara. But the one who says that it's only the gemar shchita which is considered the shchita, loy mechayev, then you will not be liable because you did the gemar shchita inside, the soif was inside the azara. So that's where the machlokes is. Amalei Rabbi Bar Shimi, Marlei Amar Hachi. A master did not teach this. Umanu, who is the master? Rav Yosef. He says, Heicha de shachat simen echad b'chutz v'simen echad b'fnim, nami pasul. He says, in this situation, everyone would also agree that if you shechted one simen outside the azar and one inside the azar is pasul. Why? Shrei asa ba maise chatas ha'oif b'chutz. You've done a maisa of a chatas ha'oif outside. Yeah, 1 second. No, meaning like this: that when it comes to an oif, and when it comes to chatas ha'oif, you only need to do one of the simanim.
But it has to be bifnim, doesn't it?
1 second. Marloi Amar Hachi, the ilu ba'oifim. But he's saying, even though Taka we're talking about a behema, but Rashi says if it were to be a bird, shachat simon rishon b'chutz, and you shechted one simon outside, you would be liable. Sherei de kavasa kasha mifnim b'mlikas chatas ha'oif, because for a chatas ha'oif that would be its valid shchita. Hashoichet oif kachim b'chutz chayev, and if you shecht an oif as kachim, you shechted it outside, you would also be chayev, even if it was not through melika. As we learned elsewhere, that the shchita, if you do it outside, that would be what renders a pasul. So he's saying that, yes, enachanami, with this behema, doing, the, we would say that for this behema per se, it's not really a problem, because for the behema, you have not finished the shchita until you finish it, the second siman. Yeah. But because your maise would be considered a maise shchita for a chatas ha'oif, therefore it is pasul. Fine. So where are they arguing? What are we talking about? Where you had a behema and you not shecht one whole simon outside, you shechted part of the simanim outside, the miut, the gamru bifnim, and finished it inside. The man dami yeshlan the shchita mitchila v'atzoif. The one who says that the shchita goes from the beginning till the completion, mechayiv, you are liable because even the minority that you shechted in the outside of the azara, you've been over on shchita b'chutz. The man da amar ainu the shchita l'besoif. But the one who says that the shchita is only at the end, loy mechayiv, you would not be liable, and that is the case of distinction. Now we've got to try and resolve what is the din: is the shchita mitchila v'atzoif or only at the soif. So, Masav Rabbi Zeira challenged from the following brayse, which says, "Kol asukin bepara mitchila vaatsoif metamin begadim Upoisin oisa bimelacha acheres. Whoever is involved in the avoda of the para aduma, so whether you're beginning, if you're involved from the beginning all the way through to the end, and as Rashi says, from any of the avodas that had to be done in the middle or at the beginning or at the end, so in such a situation they also become tamei. As we said, whoever's oisik in the para aduma becomes tamei. And if they were poisin oisa bimelacha acheres, and if they were doing another melacha, they would be poisel the carbon. That if they were doing another melacha, for example, kugoyin sheshachar v'chatach imoy delas, that while he was shechting, he also cuts a pumpkin, then that would render the para aduma poisel. So he says, ireba psul b'shchitasa, if there was a psul in the shchita, for example, it became a nevela in the middle, the animal just cocked it, the animal just dies, bein koydem psula bein la'acha psula einem metame begadim, then whether the person was doing the avoida before it became pasul or after pasul, he does not become tamei. But b'hazasei koydem, but if it became the psul happened and became a nevela at the time when the sprinkling was being done, so Rashi says b'hazaz dama shayim mazeh hemen zayim pami, you'd have to sprinkle the blood 7 times towards the heichel, and then something else, and then something happened. So then koydem psula, if you were involved in something before it became a psul, then matam begadim, whoever was involved in the avodas beforehand becomes tamei. But afterwards, he does not become tamei. Rashi says, the misasik b'paro at the bottom, who he was involved with the para, ukvar nasas shchitasa behechsher, and therefore, because we're talking about the time when the sprinkling was done, the shchita has already been done properly, and then the psul happened. So then you have an ish, then he will not be tamei. If you're going to tell me that there is shchita from the beginning all the way to the end, then the same way as we make a distinction over here between whether he becomes tamei from whether the psul to the animal happened before or after the shchita, then within the shchita itself you should make the following distinction. He says, but nami b'shchitasa, and make the following distinction. If there was a psul in the middle of the shchita, koydem psula, whoever was involved in the actions of paraduma beforehand, so metame begadim should become tamei. He becomes tamei. La'acher psula ainu metame begadim. But if the ones who were involved with it after it became psul, then even if it became psul in the middle of the shchita, should not be metame begadim, because if you say the shchita is mitchila v'atzoif, you've already begun the shchita. The shchita is already being done. And therefore, anyone involved afterwards should not become tamei. Amar Rava, Rava says, Niskalkal Shchita Kamras. You're talking about a situation where there was a kilkul in the middle of the Shchita. Shiny Hossam, that is different. Why? Digloi Milsalam Afreid, Delav Shchita Hi Klal. If the animal in the middle of Shchita becomes an Avela, that's Megalalam Afreid, there was no Shchita at all. Whereas if you finish the Shchita and then a psul happens, it becomes an Avela or something, well, it doesn't become an Avela, it's a Reshechta. And then you have something else that becomes, correct, something else, you did a Mlach, something else becomes a psul. Then that's not a problem. But here it's not a shchit at all, so therefore that's not a raya. Amar Rava, Rava says, I kashali, if I were to have a question, hi kashali, this is my question. Leman dame ein l'shchita el basoif, the one who says that there's only shchit at the end, lich floig bech sheira de para, then they should make a distinction also with the hechsheira of the para. Kagoin, de shachtua betray gavri, that if you have the shchita being done by two people, the gavra kama loy matama. The first gavra should not become tamei because he didn't do the shchita. The gavra basra matama, but the second guy should become tamei. And yet, what do we say? Whoever is involved becomes tamei. Amar Rav Yosef says, trei gavri bechad zivcha kamras. You're talking about a situation where you got two people bring shechting one carbon. Bar minei, leave this. Dahu de tanina. This is what we taught tizbach. Shelo yu shnayim shechtin zevach echad. So from this we learn you should not have two people shechting one carbon, and from Tizbachu we learn that you should not have lechatchila at least one person shechting two carbonas together. V'am Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana says Tizbacheu, if it could be read as Tizbacheu, you should shecht it only one. Amalei Abaye, Abaye says Nav Idmar, meaning like this. Therefore, we see that that this is this case is an exceptional case when it comes to a carbon. When it comes to carbonus, we are goyis. So you could have two people doing it together. Amar Abaye love Itmar Allah. Wasn't it said further concerning this? Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zu Divrei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. This reflects only in the view of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Stimta. We have the some in his Mishnah's name. You could have two people shechting together. We'll stop over there. But we're saying like this, according to the Chachamim, you can have two people shechting a carbon together, which obviously would imply, seemingly, that that you wouldn't make the following distinction with the Paraduma, that the first guy should be Tar and the second guy is Tameh, that they're both involved in the Shechita. That was? Yes, that's good.